from the Little Eagle Arts Foundation out of the Wisconsin Dells. And Mark, I believe you're first reader. If you'd give us a couple minutes, please.
I'm going to jump in just to say Josie has a conflict on this one. So I'm going to ask Josie if you just want to mute and walk away. And you want to come back at, we'll say in 10 minutes. So 10:55 would be great.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
and
Josie.
Thank you for that, Caitlin. Thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, go ahead, Mark, please.
Did you say we're supposed to be ready and refreshed? Is that what I...
Yes, that was my hope. So, you know, I was kind of a beg for the frosted flakes, but...
So, over the Little Eagles Art Foundation proposal, they proposed a fiber arts project over near Wisconsin Dells with a artist who looks like they have a long history in doing that, and kind of as a way of bringing back or maintaining, right, some of our traditional practices of making these different things we use out of fiber arts. This was specifically bulrush, I believe, if I'm remembering right. And then I kind of, you know, like the other application, that's a similar question. Again, I think that revitalization work is really, really important. And I've had an opportunity to work with some folks who are like local artisans, that this is their, what they do, what they're really good at, their passion is, they learned it through some historical ways. It's not always the community clamoring to get more of it, but a lot of times once it gets rolled out, people want to see it more and use more of it, things like that. But I mean, overall, I thought it was a great proposal. A few things that I had kind of come up with was kind of on the, I mean, just more description, I guess. There's going to be, looks like four people participating as learning about it, and then they would in turn give back to the community in some kind of a sharing or whatnot. I hadn't seen that articulated in the applicant, in the proposal, like what the schedule would be, or if there'd be a timeline within a year or 6 months or any, really, it was really, to me, it was kind of light on that, on what that would look like. So I always get excited when we're building capacity and getting things out in more hands. I just didn't see what any kind of a plan for that. And looked also like they were going to do some recording of the sessions potentially. So again, I think that's, a lot of us are doing that nowadays to, in this COVID environment, right? It's actually, I'd not wish a pandemic on anybody, but it's kind of been a neat outcome to see this stuff live on beyond a workshop or some notes or pictures or something. We actually can watch it live down the road or edit it up or whatever. So I like that. And I think most of the proposals had something like that. And then to talk about future sessions, which again, I get excited about, because it's not a lengthy application. So we didn't see like, well, what's your feedback form going to be like, but already thinking about having future sessions about harvesting bulrush and making it and maybe exhibiting it somewhere, things like that. So I thought that was kind of a plus, although not part of the proposal, just so not a lot of details on that. But I like the fact that they're thinking about, at least in my mind, it seems like they're thinking about capacity building with the trainer, with the trainees, and then what they're going to share out with, and then exhibits and something beyond that. So I don't know if I use my whole 2 minutes or not, but that's my top thoughts about this one.
Well, that'll do.
I'll yield my time.
You yield your time. Be careful with that, because it might go back to me. But in this case, I'm going to ask for a conversation with Miss Cat.
Pretty now, Mark. We're going to get this done. this is a really exciting project. Mark's right. I feel excited about this too, and just the potential for growth in this one is something that I've always enjoyed, and the fact that they involve different artists, and it seems like I don't remember what artists they've involved in the past, but it seems like they might be changing out different people. I'm not sure, but I think that's really neat too, just that, even the perspective of that. So I really like the idea of these projects that take traditional art forms and they highlight the folks that are still doing them and are kind of trying to master them or have mastered them, and then turning that around for a preservation project, you know, and I think to me that's always really exciting too. So, and to teach others about those art forms so they don't get lost is always interesting. So this is one that I don't have any issues with either. At some of the same kind of, you know, like Mark said, the lighter questions, but nothing that would trip me up and say that we shouldn't consider them at all. So.
Thank you, Kat. That was very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Anything else? No?
No.
Maybe that time I saw your head shake. Because like when I shake mine, you can hear rocks move. So. In that case, then I'm going to ask my two panelists to please move on to the electronic form and make your numbers marked and make your comments, please.